This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. Top Trump administration officials denying they are the author of an anonymous New York Times opinion piece criticizing President Trump's leadership style. Speaking at a campaign rally in Montana late on Thursday, Mr. Trump said he is getting more support after the New York Times decision to publish the op-ed.
I think it's backfired. Seriously, people that don't exactly dig us and they don't exactly like me, they're fighting for us. It's an incredible, it's actually a beautiful thing. We've picked up a lot of support because at some point this whole thing is going to be exposed. And it's really bad, and it's really dangerous, and it's really sad.
Earlier, when asked about the article, President Trump called it gutless and launched an extended criticism of the New York Times. U.S. prosecutors have announced criminal charges against a North Korean hacker they say was involved in a string of cyber attacks in recent years, including the 2014 invasion on Sony Pictures and a 2016 heist at the Central Bank of Bangladesh. Tracy Wilkinson is an assistant U.S. attorney.
The criminal complaint unsealed today specifically charges Park Jin-hyuk, but the complaint also alleges a wide-ranging conspiracy and describes in minute detail how we were able to link the North Korean government to these crimes.
The hacker is a member of the North Korean regime-sponsored hacking team known as the Lazarus Group. Syria will be on the diplomatic center stage today when diplomats seek to avoid a possible bloodbath in Idlib province. That's the last region of Syria still controlled by the rebels. The presidents of Russia, Turkey, and Iran hold a summit in Tehran. This is VOA News.